Hello, welcome to the 50th episode of the Farcom Podcast. A thank you for listening each and every episode. As always, you can reach me on Twitter at Farcom Podcast and email farcompodcast@yahoo.com. As I did after the Grambling game, and I think I'm going to do it for the rest of the season, I'm just going to give gut reaction. I'm going to script out the reaction videos coming off of a really tough loss to Southern Mississippi, 64-10. There's not a lot of good in that game that I saw. I did see some positives, though. First off, Zach Clement came in the second half at quarterback, and I thought he looks just spectacular compared to last year. You know, last year when he passed the ball, I felt it kind of almost looked like a high school quarterback. It didn't have quite that zip on it, you know, and I don't say that as an insult to him. You know, he was a phenomenal athlete, deserved to start. But his passes just didn't have that zip you like to see from a collegiate quarterback. And the same thing with his deep throws, just didn't have that real rhythm. But in the game against Southern Miss, man, his passes had a zip to him. He looked a lot more confident behind, you know, center. It looked much better making reads, much better throwing the ball downfield. And I tell you what, he must have put in some tremendous work in offseason because he looks tremendously improved, and not a shock at all. I saw him play when he was at Lafayette Christian Academy, and he was an absolute baller then. I've said before, but I'll repeat it. If you go back and find his state championship game against Ascension Catholic, his senior year, the first play from scrimmage, he throws a 54-yard bomb and absolutely, you know, electrifies the crowd with a 54-yard touchdown pass to start off the championship game, and they end up winning in an absolute rout. And started really what's become a powerhouse program, but he was quarterback on that team. And if you go back and watch him as highlights, you can see what type of gamer he is. But, you know, I got to give credit to Zach Clement. He clearly put in some work and clearly did things in offseason to help himself improve, and he looked tremendously better than last year. And I thought he was a good quarterback last year, so I'm really excited. Also excited that he, from press releases, looks like he may get the starting nod against Lamar this weekend. Open up conference play, so good job the young man. I think it's going to be exciting to watch him play. Real happy about that. Also pleased in that discipline-wise, I didn't see any of the stuff we saw against Grambling, so credit to the coaching staff for nipping that in the bud, and to the players for doing the same. You know, it wasn't a pretty game against Southern Miss, but at least we went out the right way. And I thought, you know, I never saw the guys give up, which is concerning too, because when you're fighting hard and losing 64-10, there's not a lot of positives. But I'll give my reactions on the game. First, a quick word from our sponsor. The Southern Miss game was just absolutely horrible. We weren't competitive, and that to me is unacceptable. A couple of years ago, we went against LSU in Tiger Stadium. Joe Burrow, arguably the greatest college team of all time, greatest passing team of all time. You know, he's one of the greatest quarterbacks we've ever seen on a collegiate level. And even against that team, which we were completely overmatched, and yeah, the final score is 65-14. But even in that game, we were up 7-3 after the first, cut it down to 24-14. We played with them. In the first half, we actually looked like we belonged on the same field. Yeah, we were overmatched, but we gave a fighting chance. And there's been times in the past, and you know, we've gone to Ole Miss and played them tough. You know, even a game against Georgia where they blew us out, we played them tough for a while. We went to Air Force a couple years back, played them really tough. Went to Nevada, played them tough. And yeah, those scores end up not being great, but we competed with them. This game was just not competitive. You know, we're down 41-0 to Southern Miss, and I'm not trying to insult Southern Miss. Coach Hall has a good thing going. They're a really talented squad. Honestly, they play Tulane next week. Tulane, of course, just upsetting Kansas State. That is going to be an excellent game. I'm looking forward to see how that goes. You know, hats off to the Golden Eagles, man. That's a class program. Coach Hall has them in the right direction, so I'm not saying this to insult them. They have a good thing going. But we made them look like the Alabama Crimson Tide out there. I mean, they're not Alabama. They're nowhere near Alabama. There's no reason we shouldn't be able to go into Southern Miss and at least give them and their fans one half of good football. We look like Florida Memorial going into Southern University losing 86 to nothing. We look like one of those teams, the teams that go in to lose by 80 because they don't really have a legitimate football program. They're just there to make a little money. No offense to Florida Memorial. But that's what we look like, one of those little small colleges that just lose a bunch of games. And that's unacceptable. Like, how do you go in three straight games and can't have a competitive game? The first quarter against Montana is the only time this year we've actually looked somewhat competitive and somewhat like a competent football team. Since then, I mean, good Lord, we were down 41-7 to Jackson State team that, I'm sorry, to Grambling team that just got absolutely demolished by Jackson State. So this wasn't like a Grambling team that is a top 10 FCS team. This is a Grambling team that has been blown out in every game that wasn't us. Except for us, they blew us out. So there's a lot of problems going on here. There's a lot of issues. Against Southern Miss, our first 10 series, we had 8 3 and outs and 2 turnovers. You can't do worse than that. There's literally no way you can do a worse offensive performance than that. And the thing that troubles me about this is we have good offensive players. I think running back-wise, we have 3, 4, 5 deep, really talented guys. We have quarterbacks that aren't bad. Our wide receivers, Javon Antonio was a tremendous wide receiver. I could see him starting at a lot of FBS schools. There's no reason for us to look this bad and this inept on offense. We finished against Southern Miss 27 rushes for 16 yards. That's a half yard a carry. I don't even know how that's possible. Like, it just boggles my mind. We finished with a total of 234 yards. We finished with 18-38 passing, one pick, 218. But, I mean, good Lord, a lot of that was in the second half when they were playing scrubs and honestly calling the dogs off. This game could have been a lot worse. You know, they beat us, you know, really bad. And it could have been worse. And that's the worst thing about this. You know, we lost 64-10 against a team that called the dogs off pretty much in the second quarter. I just don't know what to say about that. Something they said on KNWD on the Sideline Talk podcast comes out on Wednesdays. I highly recommend looking them up. Colin Vidros and the gang over there do just a phenomenal, phenomenal job of that podcast, as I've said before. Or if you're an Nacogdoches, listen live. They do call in. It's really cool to listen to. They're great people and do a great job. Something they said is we run what's supposed to be an air raid offense. If you look at Hal Mumme when he was with Kentucky, you can even look at Steve Spurrier when he was with Florida and they started the air raid. And you could look at Mike Leach at Texas Tech, the true air raid offenses. And they were very creative getting their running backs into space. And a lot of times, and they mentioned this on that show, their running plays were technically just little sharp passes out in the flats, and it was basically their version of a handoff. I don't know what we're doing. You know, we're not doing anything to get our running backs in there. There's got to be some creativity, because what we're doing isn't working, and it's not worked for not only 3 straight games, but we're going on 2 straight seasons. It seems to me, after a while, you figure out something. We've got to get more creative. We have good running backs, and it's frustrating to see us have one of the worst rushing attacks in the nation. And watching this game, it just befuddles me that we can't figure out something more. You know, we've got to get these guys going. Our offensive line got no push at all. I thought pass protection, they still look better, but man, we were left out to dry a couple of times because, again, once they realize you can't run and their front four can stop you, well, then their linebackers and ends can just start coming in and killing the quarterback, and that's what happened. And that's not on our line. Our line can only block so many people, and I thought they did well when they did. But, I mean, if you can't get a push on your offensive line, you got to do something to open it up, and we're just not doing it. I mentioned before, you know, Zach Clement, you know, he came in the second half. He was a baller. You know, I thought he did great. You know, there are some guys that really did, you know, some tremendous stuff, during the game. And one guy I'll mention is Kenneth Lacy. He ended up having 11 rushes for 14 yards. He actually didn't play bad at all. That was some good runs, really were. He get the ball and just get slammed. I mean, right away. You can't blame him. Same thing Zach Clement. He didn't finish him with five attempts for negative 11. But again, he was running for his life half the time. Receiving wise, Kenard King, I thought he looked really well. He had three receptions. Again, Kenneth Lacy again. Javon Antonio did really well. Zach Patterson. So he did a good job spreading the ball out. That's a positive. So I do see some things to build on. If we can continue spreading the ball out, find ways to get our running backs the ball a little bit more, get them open up, this does have potential to still be a good offense. The group I really feel bad for is the defensive side of things. They gave up 64 points, but the first really 2-3 series, I don't think they played bad. I thought they did a really good job, They kind of bend, didn't break. It was a pretty solid team out at Southern Miss. They held their own. I thought the line did a pretty good job. Problem is when you're just getting the offense going three and out, three and out, three and out. And the worst part, it isn't like a three and out, but it takes 2 minutes off the clock. This was three and out and 30 seconds are gone. That's really bad. And you can see them just kind of getting tired. And the probably most disheartening thing is early in the second quarter, we had a fumble, which they scooped and scored for a touchdown, made it 20-0 early in the second. And once that happened, it just seemed to take all the energy out of the team, and then it just got really ugly from that. And I guess the thing that just bothers me, the thing that concerns me the most is that, we've got to be competitive. There's no other way. On a positive, though, on a positive note, going into Lamar is, already mentioned Zach Clement. Good thing is none of these games mean anything. Grambling, Montana, Southern Miss, in grand scheme of things, really don't mean anything. If we can get it turned around against Lamar, everything's possible. Playoffs, not out the question. Conference title still available. So there's a lot to play for. Season's not over yet. But I do feel the Lamar game, everything is going to hinge on Lamar. We've got to win that game. If we don't beat Lamar, I think it's going to be a very long season. But now that I've gotten that off my chest and kind of talked about the Southern Miss game, it's time to turn the page, go in conference opener, couple of days out of Turpin, finally a home game. I know the players have got to be happy to finally get to, not have to travel to a game. They can just go to the field house, go out in Turpin. Hopefully we'll have a good crowd to welcome them. I will discuss that game further. I'll discuss it on Thursday. Break it down a little more, what we have to do against Lamar. Good matchups I see, problems that may occur. We're going to talk about soccer, volleyball, and cross country. On that Thursday episode, and probably end up recording that one either late Wednesday or early Thursday. I do thank you for listening. I know it kind of probably sound like a broken record today. Apologize on that. I think we all want to get this football situation fixed, and we prefer to all get it done sooner or later. I do want to give a special thanks out to the NSU SID department. If you go to NSUDemons.com and you go to any sport such as football, you go to sports football, when you get to that football page, click on Media Guide. It's there available to look at for free online. However, if you purchase it, very cheap, not expensive at all. It's $10 for the Media Guide, which is, I believe, if you're a Demon fan, it's really a great purchase. It's well worth the money, and I think any Demon fan will enjoy looking through it. The Sports Information Department, I have to give them credit. Not only this one, but the volleyball and soccer media guides, which are all available on NSUDemons.com. They're very well done. Highly recommend getting them if you're a Demon fan. Just again, phenomenal Sports Information Department. I think Doug Ireland, he's a Hall of Fame SID, did such a great job. And since he's retired, man, they had some huge shoes to fill, and they've done a great job doing such a thing. I haven't seen any lapse in quality of the work they've put out. So credit to the Sports Information Department at Northwestern State. And if you haven't been around there, I tell you, with SIDs, you see them making the media guides, writing articles. But the work they do, it's very time consuming, and they work round the clock year round. Definitely want to give them a little credit. Thank you for listening to this episode. Hopefully we'll have a little more positive talks going in. 50 episodes in, really cool. Again, reach out, please subscribe, rate, review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Really does help keep this thing going. Appreciate everybody. Let's have a great week. Let's hopefully start conference play with a win. See you on Thursday. Until then, as always, Forkum Demons.